Well, first of all, then, Paul, rollercoaster couple of weeks continues. Let's start with James Husband. He's gone, it's done and dusted, he's now a Middlesbrough player.
Yeah, he is, and it goes with our best wishes. Been speaking to James a lot over the course of the end of last season, and obviously pre-season we've been with us, and he's a very good young player, you know, and he's had a lot of interest in him. The one thing we said as a club that we would love to keep him, but obviously if we wouldn't stand in his way if he expressed a desire to leave. Not that he wanted to leave, you know, but he wanted to play Championship football at least, and he's got that opportunity to do that now.
In terms of how beneficial that is for the football club as well, it obviously brings in some funds, and we know about the deal with Curtis Mayne, which we'll come on to, but it's a beneficial deal for Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah, it is. Well, I've seen some figures bandied around. And
£500,000 was the figure that I read.
Yeah, so... But, you know, he's went, we've got what we believe a decent fee for him, and obviously with Curtis coming in as well. You know, we think with James only having a year left in his contract as well, that it was a good bit of business.
Do you get that fee to spend, or a portion of that fee to spend?
Yeah, we do. You know, we've already, within that Nathan Tyson signed the other day there, which Nathan's been excellent since he came in. Cedric, who we see as a direct replacement for James. Curtis... you know, so we're getting some bodies in the door.
It's amazing that all of those deals relied on that one deal going through, didn't it, I suppose?
Well, that's what happens, and that happens not just here, but at a lot of clubs, you know, and James, as I say, goes with our best wishes, and we've been able to bring in, you know, the players we've spoke about. We're actively trying to get close to a goalkeeper, whether that be before the weekend or not, we don't know. Very similar with our right back, and James Coppinger, as we speak, is signing a two-year deal with the club as well.
Oh, that's big news then, isn't it? That's the big one that the fans want to know about. So James Coppinger's going to be staying with Doncaster.
Yeah, he's literally over the other side of the ground signing as we speak, which is massive. Massive for me as a manager, massive for the players, massive for the fans and the whole club, because he's not just a fantastic player. He's a role model around the place, and he's a big signing for us.
He's a leader, isn't he, as well, I suppose? You mentioned you want some experience in with those young players you're going to have to blood this year. He's one of those.
He is, and look, if you look at Cox, Nathan Tyson and Rob Jones coming back in, then Cedric Avina at 22, Curtis Mayne at 22, Harry Middleton, Alex Peterson, it fits in with what we're trying to do at the minute.
In terms of goalkeeper then, what sort of goalkeeper are you looking for? Again, a young goalkeeper that's looking to prove himself, or an experienced one?
Preferably one with 2 hands, 10 fingers and can catch the ball. We've got a few irons in the fire at the minute. It's difficult to do business at the minute, you know, with the situation we've found ourselves in the last 10 days. We've had our targets and we've got our targets, and as I said, we're hopeful we'll have an older goalkeeper and a younger number two coming in. If not by Saturday, definitely by Yeovil, preferably by Saturday.
So it's two goalkeepers then, you would have thought, an experienced one and a youthful one?
Yeah, experienced to a certain extent. What we want, you know, we want a goalkeeper who has got experience of the division, who knows what playing first team football is all about, but has also got a good background and a good grounding as well.
In terms of other recruits then, where else are you looking? How many more do you want to bring, do you think?
I think we've got one out and five in at the minute, so we're doing not too bad with what we've done. As I said, Cop signing today is massive for us. You know, goalkeeper, two goalkeepers, and you know, we're actively looking for a right back as well.
So it's going to be again another busy week, isn't it, I suppose, until the start of the new campaign still?
Yeah, that's ideally we would like our business done before the Rotherham game on Saturday. That's what we're trying to do, whether we can or not, and it's not always down to us. You know, there's things in other places that dictate what we can and can't do, as in other clubs, agents, players, but the one thing we are doing is working 24/7 to try and make that happen.
The situation does look a lot more positive now then, doesn't it? When we spoke last week, you were still positive, but obviously on the outside of things, fans were a bit frustrated with the situation, but things do look a lot more positive over these last couple of days.
Yeah, they do, and you know, when I spoke to you last week, we were with a little inkling that things like this would be happening. Look, it's not been ideal, we know that, and the time scale we've had to do it, and a little bit of upheaval, but you get on with it, you know. And the one thing I've got to do is speak highly of the players that have been here, you know, because their attitude's been outstanding. It would have been easy for one or two to spit their dummy at, but they've stuck together, and there's a fantastic unity about them at the minute. And I think not just with Cox, but having Rob Jones back and past fit and ready to go has been a massive boost for the whole place, and fresh faces coming in as well.
Before we come on to your new players then, a couple of current players, I suppose, their situations. Paul Keegan, what's the situation with him?
Keegs, we want to keep. You know, we're talking to him. We had another chat with him this morning. He wants to stay. You know, there's nobody more committed than Paul Keegan is to the fact that, you know, he's trained most of pre-season without a contract. He's played in games, whereas other players have maybe came to me at times and said that they didn't quite want to do that in case they get injured, or he's just got on with it. He's a character I want here. He's going to be vital along with the Coppingers and the Jones to what I want to do this season, and we're hopeful we can get something sorted out.
Is that one you're hopeful of doing before the Rotherham game? Is he one of those ones?
As I said, we're talking. You know, the one thing I've got to do is not just manage expectations around the place, but more importantly, manage the budget properly. And that's what we're trying to do at the minute.
Richie Wellens, I know he's under contract with you, and I know he's got the get-out clause in his contract as well, but is there an update on him? Have you been speaking to him? Is there a chance he might still be here?
Richie's here and he's training with us. You know, the one thing he's got is he has got the get-out clause in his contract, and, you know, in any point up till August the 31st, he can leave. And bearing that in mind, he's a player that he's training with us, but in the games he won't be involved, you know. And Richie understands that. I've got a fantastic relationship with Richie, and he knows that it would be silly for us to involve him on Saturday against Rotherham, train all week leading up to the Yeovil game on the Saturday, and get a phone call on the Friday to say that he's got a Championship club coming in for him. So we're managing that one at the minute.
I guess you're anticipating that phone call then, because there will be clubs interested in him more than because of the quality of player he is.
Yes, he's a top player. He's got interest at the minute. Yet again, his attitude's been fantastic around the place. You know, he's helping the younger kids, he's training well, and he's involved with the positivity that we're trying to create around the place. And unfortunately, the situation is that we just can't play him at the minute.
In terms of players coming in, then let's go back a little bit. Nathan Tyson, you've obviously signed him up. He's a man who I imagine you will be looking at to be leading your line next season.
Yeah, the one thing it does with Curtis, with Theo and young Alex, it gives us competition for places. It gives us different options up front as well. You know, Nathan, since he came in and trial first week or so of pre-season, has been outstanding in his attitude, how he's handled himself, and in the games as well. You know, his first game was against Huddersfield out in Portugal, and he played 45 minutes and he caused them all sorts of problems, and I think our own fans seen what it was all about against Sheffield Wednesday last Sunday. Still more to come from him. I know people look at his age at 32, but he's as fit as he's ever been. We still think we can get him fitter. And he's got a hunger about him. The last two or three years haven't went as well as he would have expected, for different reasons. But we believe what we can do here is give players a home, get their confidence back, buy into what we're doing here and kick on again.
Curtis Mayne, then, he came as part of the deal, taking James Husband to Middlesbrough. Young player, young striker, someone again. Is he looking to, I guess, prove himself a bit?
Not so much prove himself, you know, but people look at Curtis's record as in games wise, but doesn't tell the full story. You know, a majority of the appearances he's made for a young boy have been off the bench. You know, he's somebody that I've watched a lot of. We actually, going back to the close season, the start of pre-season, was somebody we inquired about two or three times before the James Husband situation came about. He's got lots of energy, he works his absolute socks off, and it's that sort of enthusiastic approach he's got to the game rubs off in the team. You know, he's an infectious character on the pitch, and at 22 we believe we've got him at the right age and with a lot of potential, and we think we've got a real player on him, really.
So it's in no which way make way, is it, I suppose, in terms of him coming down here? You'd already identified him before this all came about.
Yeah, we did, and Middlesbrough put a price on his head at that time, and you know, through them, their interest in James and us getting a bit of money, it's been able to happen, whereas possibly it wouldn't have done.
In terms of what he brings to this side as well, you've mentioned he's a young player, but he's a strong player, isn't he? He's someone who can hold up the ball. He's quite a physical player as well.
He trained the first time this morning, and you can ask our defenders exactly what they thought about playing against him. He's very mature in his physique and how he plays the game for such a young kid. We believe that he can add a lot of goals and a lot of pluses towards the team, you know. And I don't think there'll be many defences that will be looking forward to playing against Tyson, Mayne and Robinson with the pace, the energy and the power that they've got this year, and that's something that was imperative that we got into the team.
And the final one for now, Cedric Avina as well. You know all about him, having watched him now for quite a while.
Yeah, Cedric, I had when he was 18, I think it was now, at Oldham, for a loan and then for a short deal, a short time permanently. And he's got all the attributes to be a top player, Cedric. I think people seen glimpses of it on Sunday. You know, he's very quick, very attack-minded, but he's a good defender. And at 22, he's matured a lot as well, as in his attitude to the game and how he plays the game. And, you know, he's going to be, like Curtis, he's going to be an asset to the club. He's the right age. And he was, when he left us at Oldham, he had a spell where he didn't play at Charlton, and purely that's because he had Reece Wiggins in front of him, who was the everybody regarded as the best left-back in the league at that time. But he's now got the hunger to come out and play, which is what we want. We want players, regardless of what age they are, to be hungry.
So on to the field then, Rotherham this weekend. It's a nice game, isn't it, a week before the start of the season, this one?
Yeah, well, it'd be good to see Steve. You know, I got on well with Steve. I think I'm one of the few who do, actually. but he's top man, and he's done fantastically well. And his record is outstanding over the past four or five seasons. And it'll be a big, big test for us, you know. But the lads showed and coped well with Sheffield Wednesday last year, where that was last Sunday, where that was possibly... as strong a squad that Stuart Gray could have put out, and you know, showed a lot of character, played some good football, and we'll be looking to progress from that now, you know, and kick on with the season only 10 days away.
They're a good technical side as well, aren't they, Rotherham? I watched them for the majority of last season. They've got some real talented footballers.
Yeah, they have got a lot of good players in there, and Steve's added really well. You know, he's brought some good players in with good championship experience to add to what he already had. So it'll be a good test for us, but it's one we're really looking forward to. You know, it's possibly the last game for the next 10 months that we can go in and I can actually sit and enjoy watching.
And we can probably read quite a bit into your starting 11 this weekend, can we not?
Maybe not.